all motorists, and you could even say the vehicles themselves appreciate a smooth, pothole and bump-free road surface. Most of us use the roadways without giving a thought to those who may be responsible for their design, construction and maintenance. Today we speak with one of the persons behind the construction and maintenance of several roadways in Jamaica. He's Alfonso Harold Marshall, Major Project Manager at the National Works Agency. Mr. Marshall devoted most of his years to the public service, starting out in the Public Works Department in 1972.
I started working in a construction department as an engineer in charge of projects. At the time, I worked on the extension of the runway at Norman Manley, and then I was transferred to Montego Bay, where I worked on the extension of the roadway at, in Montego Bay, and did some work also on the terminal building. So that was my first exposure to, you know, construction management.
During his early years, Mr. Marshall contributed to the maintenance of the road network across the island.
I went and I got involved in maintenance shortly after that. The government agency was trying to strengthen its maintenance capabilities on the road network, and a team of us were assigned to do that. So some consultants came on board road maintenance improvement project. We were trying to upgrade the whole system of road maintenance, establishing our road network in manageable sections that we could, you know, use as a basis for executing our work. So I was a part of that team, and they established the road control sections across for all the main roads across the island in the three counties. Then I became a county engineer for Cornwall, focusing on implementing these new measures to maintain road network, the main road network in those parishes, and subsequently also did that for the roads in the county of Surrey.
He was also involved in the widening of the Washington Boulevard as well as the construction under the North Coast Highway Improvement Project, which aids in reducing travel time from Negril to Port Antonio.
One of the major projects that I worked on was the North Coast Highway Improvement Project. And here we were trying to improve the corridor around the island from Negril to Port Antonio. And I was privileged to work on that project, and in particular the leg from which was to Montego Bay. We were able to improve the network to a certain extent to international standards.
Mr. Marshall has spent most of his professional life managing major road projects across the island, which plays an important role in nation building.
The road network is critical to nation development. If you don't have good roads, it stifles development. And as they say, the road to development is the development of your road. So people, you know, believe in that, and I support that to a great extent.
Former co-worker Carl Martin describes Mr. Marshall as an excellent officer.
His contribution to the ministry is unquestionable. Over a long time, he was in the system, and he rose to the level of a director. So that's an accomplishment. Very versatile. Good on any one of the alley you put him in.
For his dedicated service in the field of road maintenance and construction, Mr. Marshall has received the Badge of Honor for Meritorious Service. He will be among those accepting insignia for national honors and awards. His former co-worker, Carl Martin, says the award is well-deserved.
Sometimes you have people who don't get recognition. So I'm happy to see that he gets recognition before he has left the system fully. But I think it's more than well-deserved.
Well, I feel gratified. I feel good. Not often that people get recognized for, you know, the work they have done. And I've always done what I could, not with any intention to get an award. But if somebody, you know, who have been impressed to see that and nominate me, I feel good about it, yes. And I give God thanks, and I give thanks to those who have nominated me for that. Not many people may have had this opportunity, so I'm among the few that get it. So I'm grateful.
Major Project Manager at the National Works Agency, Alfonso Harold Marshall.
Remember to open your windows during fogging. Wear light-colored clothing and cover your body as much as possible. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.